Coming up on NITV this week is the result of a long project that looks at Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander deaths in custody. Custody often starts in childhood with various child protection departments, and this cycle can end with a death in another form of custody. When 65% of children in the 10 to 13 age group are in the juvenile justice system and they're also Indigenous, the disparity with the general Australian population shows that something is seriously wrong. I asked Dean Gibson, a Gu'ugu Dzimuthiya man and writer and director of the series Incarceration Nation, how the idea for it came about.
It came from early conversations with NITV many, many years ago when we were just talking about what could be the next thing that we could tackle as a film and as a broadcaster, what they could wanted to talk about and put on the agenda for the conversation of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. And their newsroom is getting a lot of content sent through to them from all across Australia, across all different issues and across all different parts of the justice system and the injustice of the justice system and incarceration, particularly of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
And you've got some great people that have been that are on the program and involved in the program. One of them is Keenan Mundine, who we've spoken to here, and his is an amazing story because he came through the criminal justice system and actually has come out the other side and is helping young people avoid the cycle. And the cycle is a big problem, isn't it?
It is, and I think Keenan is a great example of someone who sort of recognised the system and the ability that you can get trapped in it, and it can spin you around, and before you know it, you've lived half your life, and you feel like you've been destined to be in that space. And I think he's shown that can be broken. There is capacity to do that, and you know, he's really an amazing part of the story because I think the story is full of lots of data. There's lots of information, lots of data. But as we all know, it's seeing the lived stories come to life, which makes the story really have its impact and power. And I think we really sort of knew that it was important to have stories like Keenan's as part of that. And as we delved into the information even more, we realised there's such a, as you say, that is such a really sad, clear numbers show us that kids are getting into the system, and it's hard to get out. Like they're getting it, starting with out of home care, it then escalates into juvenile justice, and then it then escalates into adult justice. And it's really hard. You can see the numbers. The history shows the numbers shows it's really hard once a kid's into that system to escape, to get out of that. So I think it was really important to show people there's a really clear linear pathway here that if we are going to talk about it, needs to be spoken about.
Because it strikes me the common thread running through all this is custody. It's being taken and put somewhere.
Yeah, and it's power, yeah, which is another, in my mind, is another word for power. I think there's a, custody is just the use of that power. And I think until we can have those conversations about where the power sits in this whole system and where the levers are, I don't think we can really have some sense of where it goes moving forward until the power shift can and the power balance can start to play out, where you start to see local influence around how we can help children to get a better pathway through their early life, or who people who feel like they're just overwhelmed by intergenerational trauma, all these factors that are at play. I think until we can really grab that power and really place it at our own feet and truly have some a voice around that, it's always going to be a hard battle.
Some of the deaths in custody that you've looked at, David Dungay, Tanya Day, Pat Fisher and TJ Hickey, they're all quite different situations in a way. You know, like David Dungay was in prison, so it's the prison system, New South Wales prison there, and you've got people from different states. So did you pick that to get a broad range of the problem?
Yeah, I think so. I think we did, and it was really, I think that's a massive part of the project which people probably don't get a chance to think about, is that we spent hours upon hours talking to each, over 100 families feature in this film in some level, from be it 5 seconds, 1 second, up to minutes. We wanted to know who these people were. and the kind of life they lived and who and what kind of person they were. And I think that was really important. And by particularly using the geography component and the different areas shows that, you know, clearly it's not one particular broken sort of part of the component. Or clearly through across the, each area and different areas within the whole system, there are broken points and points that have tension. So we wanted to really show that. And we knew that rather than just saying 474, which has gone up since we made the film, sadly, deaths in custody, there's a story behind all those deaths.
Dean Gibson, writer and director of the series Incarceration Nation, which is airing on NITV this Sunday, 29th of August, and speaking with me there. I'm Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to The Wire, around Australia on the Community Radio Network.